بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, over the last few lessons we have been discussing the prohibition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as unnecessarily associating with and befriending the Yahud and Nasara, the disbelievers. And we find this discussion has continued for quite a few verses. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizing this particular prohibition, how serious it is. And one reason that had been mentioned, which we discussed yesterday and last week as well, why should a person not associate with the people of disbelief, of kufr, of shirk, is in order for us to preserve and protect our iman. That by associating with them, those who do not have iman, then this will become a means of our iman, our faith, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becoming diluted and becoming weak. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again mentions this very same prohibition in order to emphasize it. And a second reason has been mentioned in this particular verse, and that is that the people of kufr, of disbelief, they do not have any respect, any reverence, any honor for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They take it as a joke, they make jokes out of it, they mock the deen of Allah, they ridicule the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore a person who has iman is sensitive, he cannot accept this, he will not stand for this. So how is it possible for him to then befriend people like this? So Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَكُمْ هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَالْكُفَّارَ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Oh, those who have iman, those who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not take those people of the book and those disbelievers who have made a mockery, made a joke out of your deen, do not take them as friends, as allies, as close friends. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And be conscious of Allah, fear Allah, if you truly have iman within your heart. In other words, this is not something that the dictate of your iman can tolerate. And further explaining this, Allah then says, وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. When you call towards salah, in other words, when the adhan is given, and the people of iman are going towards the masjid, going for salah, then ittakhadhuha huzwa wa la'iba. They make a mockery and a joke out of this also. In other words, they laugh at the adhan, they ridicule the adhan. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. That is because they are a group of people who do not understand. They do not have the correct understanding. They feel as though this is fabricated, there's no truth behind it. So they do not show it the correct respect and honor that it deserves. So here we find, respected brothers and elders, this aspect of respecting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more than that, respecting the salient features of the deen of Islam. We find in various verses and ahadith as well, that this concept has been reinforced, emphasized, that part of the dictates of our iman, and in fact, in one verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a sign of the taqwa, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within the heart of a person, is that he has respect and honor for the salient features of Islam. Whether it be the adhan, whether it be the Quran, whether it be the Islamic calendar which we are beginning now. All these different salient features of the deen of Islam, for a person to have respect, honor, and to hold it in high esteem, these are all signs of a person's iman and taqwa. Whereas we find in the world today, when it comes to other ways of life, other religions, at times they don't even mind making a joke out of their own deen. They will happily make jokes out of their own deen, salient features of their deen. But people of iman are sensitive. We do not do this. There are certain, there are times for joking, times for being light-hearted, and then there are certain topics that we do not joke about when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to our aqeedah. And we've mentioned this before also, many a times we find that innocently we may forward jokes to one another, sometimes speaking about heaven, about hell. And we don't think much of this, but these are topics that we do not joke about, we do not take lightly, we hold in high esteem. This is a sign of our iman and the sign of the taqwa that we have within our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.